Hello, and welcome to Rod Squad, the urology podcast for students. I'm Parker Adams, and I want to do urology. Welcome to episode 56. This is the episode where I'm going to be talking about the wind down to the match. It is in 4 days, and I will find out if I match urology or not. Both my wife and I are super excited. There's some anxiety that goes along with that as well, but lots of excitement for us to start the next chapter of our lives together. So 4 days away, and I'm so excited to make that episode on February 1st, where I can introduce myself a little bit differently on this podcast, because now I want to do urology. Hopefully I can introduce myself as actually going to do urology. So this episode, I'm going to be talking about what I've been doing for the last month or so, my rank list and how I came up with that, what I'm doing right now, and a little bit about how me and my wife are preparing for the match. And I'll talk a little bit about third years. Some of them have reached out, and I'll talk about some advice I have for them as they go through this stressful time. And I'll finish off the podcast with talking about some plans for this spring, as well as continuing on into residency, fingers crossed. So as of now, I've finished all of my away rotations. I had that rotation end of December going into January, and that rotation was really great. I had some anxieties about it going into it. The frustrating part was that I had to be away from my wife during Christmas and New Year's, but that was the biggest downside of that rotation. I really enjoyed it, and it was a good time to be out on a rotation before rank lists were due for me and for the program, because it gave me an opportunity to do my best to impress them over 3 weeks and be on the front of their mind when they're making their rank lists. So I think there was a lot of benefit to rotating at that time. Again, I was the only medical student there too, so really all of the attention on medical students is directed towards you instead of split between multiple people. So I thought it was a great opportunity. Out on that rotation, I had to submit my rank list. It was January 12th, I believe, and the way that I structured this rank list, I mean, having a wife that I'm going through this adventure with, it was important to me to make sure that she had a voice in my rank list. So how we ended up doing it was she kind of took the first say in all these programs and helped me organize into places that she really didn't want to go, to places that she'd be totally fine going to, or places that she was really excited about. And that had a lot to do with, the business opportunities, what it's like living there, the cost of housing, and all this different stuff, her ability to continue her job here in Denver at a different place. So all of those went into making kind of the initial rank list. And I ended up ranking 11 places, and this was really nice because I was able to break the list up into kind of the bottom five, where I knew that Sarah really didn't want to go to those places, and the top six, where any of those places Sarah would be totally fine with going to. And then after we've split the list into the bottom and the top, based off Sarah's interests, it allowed me, and we agreed upon, I could organize that top part of the list or the bottom part of the list, basically however I felt I wanted to organize it, because I knew that any place in those top six there would be totally fine going to. And then we just wanted to make sure that we had a discussion if something from the bottom five went to the top six, or if something from the top six dropped down to the top bottom five. So I think that worked out really nice to make sure that we were both heard and both had some influence on this rank list going into it. But we'll see what happens in 4 days and what shakes out. I mean, you can organize your list any way you want, but you still might rank at your, 10th place or whatever it is. So we're very excited to see what the next 5 years has in store for us. But I am excited to let you guys know as soon as it happens. So that's all done with. It's submitted. Right now I'm on ER rotation. It's pretty nice. I only have like 8 shifts this month. I go to my next shift in a couple hours here. And he brought me a burrito one morning, so he's won my love and affection for the rest of the rotation because of that delicious burrito that he brought. So it's been going good so far. I think he meets me where I'm at. He knows that I want to do urology, so he gears this rotation towards my interests. So if a laceration comes in, I get to go sew it up. If a urological thing comes in, I get to go see it. So it's been very nice to have somebody that understands where you're at and is willing to meet you there. Let's see here. In other news, I got my first dose of my COVID vaccine yesterday. It was super easy. I was going to get it earlier, but I was gone for a month on my away rotation, so I didn't get it there. So I just got it yesterday. My arm hurts a little bit, but I would highly suggest that if you have the opportunity to get it, you get it as soon as you can. And in other news, we're preparing for the match, my wife and I. We're looking at houses and areas that we think we might match to, looking at prices of those houses, you know, saving it, getting ready for when we do match, being able to jump on a deal that we find. And we're also trying to be smart with our money. So we met with a financial advisor. We talked with this financial advisor about, you know, where should we be putting our money? Should we be investing some of it? Should we be putting in some of it towards debt? Or should we, and after that, how much house could we afford with that money? I mean, we want to be smart so that after 5 years of residency, we can go out feeling confident going into, you know, my attending salary rather than, you know, feeling like we are getting screwed over the next 5 years and having to make up for it when I start making some real money. So we had that meeting, and we're excited. We're going to be, once I find out where we match, we're going to talk with a bank to see, you know, what mortgage we can get. We're going to talk with realtors to figure out the, you know, housing market and seeing kind of what house we can afford and the different places that we should look for to get a house. But all that stuff is very exciting at this point in time. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is third years. So I've had multiple third years reach out to me, whether that's about wanting to get involved with the podcast or if they're stressed out about, you know, their rotations and the upcoming match cycle. I mean, there's a lot of stress that goes into it, whether that's scheduling your rotations, whether that's getting research in, whether that's doing boards. And I understand that stress just as much as the next person. So, I made this podcast to help people that are coming up behind me going through the match cycle, and I truly enjoy when third years reach out to me and I can talk them through the stresses of the match cycle and the stresses of you know, feeling like you're inadequate at what you're doing. I mean, medical school unfortunately makes you feel that way. So please reach out. You can email me at rodsquadpod.com, or excuse me, rodsquadpod@gmail.com, and I'm more than happy. If you email me, I'm more than happy to give you my number and we can text and talk over the phone and we can talk about your specific, you know, predicament or whatever you're in, preparing for boards or away rotations or whatever, you know, is stressing you out that day. I'm more than happy to talk you through it and make sure that you're doing okay. So please look to me if you need anything. And some points of advice that I've given these third years, they surround around boards, scheduling rotations, and research. So boards, the best advice I can give you is, you know, take the time that you need to do well on them. Don't schedule a really intense rotation right before you're going to take your boards. Make sure you're taking the time off to, yeah, you know, get your studying in and do well on them. If you're a DO, I highly recommend that you take step one and step two and level one and level two as you go into your ERAS applications, because that's just going to give you more ammunition as you go into your interviews. For MDs, it looks a little bit different, and I don't know if I'm the best person to give advice, but you know, if you crush step one, maybe there's an opportunity that you wouldn't necessarily need to take step two, but as far as DOs are concerned, I would highly recommend taking both. And then scheduling rotations. So it looked like there's something that came out that said that you can't really do rotations until August. And there's still that stipulation that you can only do one away rotation or meet your graduation requirements. And all I can say is, you know, take the opportunities when they come to you. I mean, if you can only schedule rotations starting in August, then schedule your urology rotation starting in August and make sure that you're making the best use of that time. Don't schedule your ER rotation for August, you know, use that time for urology. And it's okay. I mean, the program directors, if you can only do one rotation, the program directors understand that. They know that you're only going to be able to do one rotation. And my guess is the letter requirements are going to mimic that, where if you can only do one rotation, they'll probably only expect one letter of recommendation from a urologist. They might require a couple more from surgery docs as well, but don't stress out about it. I know it feels like, you know, the what you're able to do doesn't align with what program directors want, but they're very understanding. So the time that you're given, just use it well. And So whatever, starting in August, schedule as many urology rotations as you can. If you're an outgoing person, maybe consider doing 2-week rotations. If you're more of an introvert and it takes you a month to build relationships with people, maybe take the full month so that you can really connect with them and get a good letter of recommendation. And then I would take some time off or take some light rotations during interview season. If it's virtual interviews, you can squish that into a small amount of time. So you can interview on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday instead of just the weekends. So really in a month, you could finish all your interviews. So schedule that time to be light and then maybe consider, halfway through December going into January, consider something like I did where you schedule another away rotation just to have one more program take a look at you before they form their rank list. And then research. So if you're stressed about research, I would recommend you go back to episode number 2. It's called Research in the Desert, kind of a joke name based on me not having a ton of opportunities for research out of my institution and having to find different opportunities outside of my school. So I would recommend going back to that episode to see how you can involve yourself in research when you don't feel like there's many opportunities around. If you have any questions, again, email me. I'll give you my number. We can talk on the phone about it. There's also opportunities for you to get involved in this podcast, like a couple third years have done already. So feel free to, take advantage of those avenues as well. And then I wanted to finish this podcast by talking about the plans for what I have for it in the future. So this spring, I'm planning on doing an episode in 4 days to let you know how the match goes. If I match, that'll be awesome, and I'll talk to you a little bit about that. And if I don't match, then I'll talk to you about that as well. That'll be a brutal episode, but I'll do it nevertheless. And throughout the spring, I'm going to plan on continuing and finishing the AUA series that I've started. And once residency starts, I'm hoping to increase my surgery episodes. So I've only done a few so far. And the reason why I've only done a few is because when I make these surgery episodes, I really want to make them useful for you. I want to make sure that I have all the pimp questions that they're going to ask you on there. I can give you little tips and tricks. And I feel like I haven't seen a lot of the surgeries enough to really give you guys that. So once residency starts, I'll be doing more surgical episodes. And then I'm hoping that once I'm a resident, I'll be able to obtain some interviews with leaders in the field, whether that's program directors or, leaders in reconstructive or robotic surgery or whatever else. So I'm hoping to do a little bit more of that in residency. And then as much as this podcast is for students, I also want to transition it to be for residents as well. So during residency, I'm going to start doing episodes on in-service practice questions. So my plan right now is to do like one episode per question, and it'll be like a 5 to 10 minute episode. I'll dive into the question, we'll go over the right answer, we'll go over the wrong answers, we'll go over why they are wrong and right, and they should be pretty quick, but hopefully helpful as you guys go into residency and start studying for in-service exams. And then the last part is like technology interviews. So I've done one interview regarding micro ultrasound for detection of prostate cancer. I have another person that's interested in interviewing me and talking with me about HIFU. I've scheduled that for March, so that should be coming up. But that's basically it right now. I have a few third years that are helping me with quick sheets for some of my episodes. I'm also working on an Anki deck for the AUA curriculum. It's a little bit of a grind right now, but if I eventually get through it and finish it, I'll obviously open it up to you guys, and you guys can do all the space barring that you want to do to help study for your exams or your away rotations or what have you. So, as always, I appreciate feedback. Please reach out to me. You can go to my website at rodsquadpod.com or email me at rodsquadpod@gmail.com. Again, I know this is, one of the most stressful parts of medical school, so please reach out to me. I know I fortunately had a wife to lean on throughout all of this, and it was very hard, and it was very nice to have her to help me through some of the difficult days. So I know a lot of you are going through this alone, so please, send me an email, reach out to me over Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever you can. and I'll give you my number, and I'm more than happy to talk on the phone. My commute's like 30 minutes, so I can fill that time with talking to you guys and making sure that you're, you know, doing well during this stressful time. So other than that, I hope you guys are doing well, staying safe, and take care.